92.7. Experts are warning many people are taking risks with their mental health by abusing their prescription medication. This October, we're examining what people are doing to cope and, more importantly, where they can get help. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
I am seeing a lot of people that are supposed to know not to drink when they are on these antidepressants.
Counseling psychologist Monica Harrison says people are taking risks with their medication.
So it becomes really a self-defeating cycle in that manner.
And Monica says the next day, the hangover is usually accompanied by added layers of depression and anxiety.
The problem with alcohol also, it's a nervous system depressor anyway. The following day, you then get the after effects, another level of depression on top of what the pain you carry.
Megan Gonsalves is the crisis line manager at Netcare Kesso, SA's largest group of private mental health facilities.
So definitely abusing yourself or your self-medication, prescription medication is a big thing.
She says many don't realise how their drinking is affecting their medication.
Most people don't read the inserts in their medication, so unless it's expressly noted, you might not even think that your alcohol may interact with whatever drug you're taking. The thing that we forget is that alcohol is a drug in and of itself, which means it has its own effects and can often then counteract with meds.
And many know how to gypo the system.
The scary thing is that medication, prescription or otherwise, is so easily accessible because most people don't go to any one doctor. You can go to multiple doctors. You can find a way around it if that's what you really want to do. And it's such a slippery slope because most of the time those medications do help to make you feel better. They're prescribed for a reason, to help you to deal with a symptom. But that's part of the problem, is we're dealing with the symptoms and not the root cause.
Wendy from Northcliffe was diagnosed with major depressive disorder and generalized anxiety disorder in 2018. When it comes to taking meds, she warns far too many people are falling into a trap.
Which is when you are feeling nothing and then you start medication and the medication starts to work, you feel amazing. And then you think, I'm fine now, I don't need it anymore. That's a trap. You feel fine because of the medication.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.